So today is the day of the bee. We found ourselves in an improvised recording studio. A blanket overhead to muffle the sounds a little bit. Blanket is also a bee word. So it is as if we find ourselves in a shelter and we may wonder what we need protection from. Perhaps from this animal called the basilisk. It's a mythological animal that is known for its deadly gaze, sometimes also for its deadly breath, but there is a history of the gaze of the basilisk that can kill. Now, the basilisk is a hybrid of a cock and a snake. So I suppose that the poisonous breath or the poisonous gaze comes from the snake, and it has then a kind of rooster or bird's like body. Also expressions like giving someone the evil eye apparently come from this animal, the basilisk. And also in contemporary culture it still occurs from time to time, like for instance in the Harry Potter books. Yeah, the basilisk came into the process last week, curiously, when I asked the dancers whether they have maybe a totem animal. And Noha kind of gestured to me with a little comb on her head and then a small tail, and I thought, oh, is she now gesturing at me? That's gesturing, suggesting that my totem animal would be the basilisk. And it's curious that one could call the dramaturg the basilisk. What would that connection be like? Because if we think of the stage as a kind of medium, or the theater as a medium that produces certain animals, then the performers would be prey to the audience as predators. That was a thought that came up last week, which is curious. Just like it would produce stage animals such as a stagehand or a rampenzau, that would be a performer. And then I thought perhaps the ultimate predator in the audience, that would be the dramaturg, the one that kills with his gaze, this powerful almighty gaze that basically can freeze everything into a symbolical death. Somehow it's a cliche of a dramaturg, but there is something in the anxiety for, or the fear of the Medusan powers of the dramaturg, or of language and of culture that can kill or stiffen. Speaking about then the snake history of the basilisk, you have the Medusan powers of the Gorgon also, so the Medusa head. If one addresses the gaze or the head of the Medusa, the Gorgon head, directly, one also petrifies, becomes stone. So that's a very similar kind of trope in cultural history, one could say. And I like the reading of Italo Calvino, who says about Perseus, who conquered the Medusa by approaching her obliquely, or not addressing her directly, but through a silver shield, so that in the end her gaze backfired and that he could chop off her head. It's a very different way of relating to that gaze. So the oblique gaze is perhaps a dramaturgical gaze that I would prefer to the deadly gaze of the basilisk. And then one might also come to a different use of the power of petrification, because when the chopped off head was put on the floor, apparently the blood still petrified the grass, and then sirens came to the shore and brought all kind of small twigs that also would petrify and produce a huge coral reef. And so for Italo Calvino, this oblique approach of the venom of the Medusa is turned into a very fine, nimble formulation of the coral reef. So the oblique produces a clear and light formulation